Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 42, continuing to take action when it feels like a challenge. Hello. Hi, thanks for joining me here today. I wanted to share a little story with you today, and I wanted to talk a little bit further about taking action and how we can continue to take action and move forwards when it feels like a challenge. And I wanted to talk about this because one of the biggest things when it comes to our mindset and things we want to achieve, it's about taking action. We can learn all the things, we can hear all the things, but unless we take action, nothing's going to change. And that's the same with many things in life, whether it be related to our mindset or whether the mindset comes into play due to something we want to achieve. And perhaps there's something we want to achieve and we're not taking the action on that. Or maybe we are, but it's feeling like a challenge. And of course, we're not going to get there unless we do take the action and continue to take that action. So let's talk about that a little bit more. Now, of course, there are many things that can prevent us from taking action, first of all. And I want to share that because it's good to have that awareness of, if we're not taking the action, being aware of potentially why we're not taking that action. And you can ask yourself that question. You can get quiet and just ask yourself that question if that feels like something that resonates, and just listen and just hear what the answer is. Just hear what comes. One of the biggest reasons that we don't take action is actually fear. And it can be fear that's in the subconscious mind as well. So sometimes we're not even fully aware of it. We know we want to achieve something. We know we want to do something. We need to take action for that to happen, but we just can't seem to do it. We seem to find lots of excuses. We seem to put blocks in the way. We seem to just not be able to move forwards and just do what we know we need to do to get there. And that can be a subconscious thing. That can be something in the subconscious mind that is preventing us and holding us back. And quite often that can be a fear. That could be a fear of failure. It could be a fear of something going wrong. It could be a fear of being visible to other people. It could be a fear of what other people might think, or be a fear that we're not pleasing other people or doing what we think we should be doing. Many, many fears that there could be. It could be a fear due to a situation that had happened in the past, and the subconscious mind is aware of that and feeling protective and wants to keep us safe to prevent that happening again. So there's so many reasons why that could happen, why we could prevent ourselves from taking action when it comes to fear. So it's good to become aware of that one. There's a book I love. If that one feels like it does resonate, there's a book I love called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And it's such a good book to just give us that boost of encouragement, that reminder, that nudge, that motivation that maybe we need. That reminder that fear quite often is to be expected. Fear is a natural feeling to have. But how do we not listen to that fear? How do we begin to see that fear, honour it, accept it, and think, you know, I'm doing this anyway. I feel that fear, but I'm doing this anyway. So that's, yeah, a really good book to help nudge us in the way of fear. And of course, it's really important to be aware of any fears that might be there. And if you feel like you need additional support on a one-to-one level, then do get that. Do find some support for yourself to be able to soothe and work on whatever might be holding you back in a subconscious level, and to be able to take those gentle steps forward. It's always being gentle with yourself. So the story I want to share is a story about Colonel Sanders. You might know him as Mr. KFC. And Mr. KFC, Colonel Sanders, he started his business, his venture, at the age of 62. So firstly, that's just such an amazing reminder that if we have a dream, if we have something that we want to do, want to achieve, there is never a time where it's too late. Like, if there's something you want to do, allow yourself to begin to follow that passion, to begin to dip your toe in the water and see how it feels, and not give up on the dream that you have. There's always, if it's really something you want to do, there's always the chance to look into it and see if it's a possibility. That's, again, something that comes up quite often. We feel like time has passed. We feel like it's too late. And at the age of 62, back then, many people were considering slowing down and starting to look towards retirement. And Colonel Sanders was just getting going. He had his chicken recipe and he went around trying to sell his chicken recipe. You may have heard this story before. But apparently he went round trying to sell his chicken recipe, trying to get someone interested in his chicken recipe. And he just kept getting no after no after no after no. Rejection after rejection after rejection. Knock back, knock back, knock back, knock back. And do you know how many times he had a no before he had a yes? Apparently he had 1,009 no's, 1,009 knockbacks before someone said yes. And now KFC is, as we know it today, his chicken recipe is KFC as we know it today. It's incredible, isn't it? To think how many of us would give up after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. You know, it's amazing. But he just clearly had such a belief in his chicken recipe, and he just was taking that action. He just kept going and going until someone said yes, and now it's just worldwide, just world famous. So I want to share that story because I think that is such an amazing reminder of keeping going, of keeping on our goal. And if you trust in your goal and what you do and you believe in it, then allowing yourself to keep on with that, and don't allow the knockback or the no to make it about you, to mean that's always going to be the answer, that it's always going to be a no, that it's always going to be a knockback, because that's not the truth. When we allow that persistence and we believe in our goal and, you know, fully know your why as to why you want to do what you want to do, then just allowing yourself to take that action and not taking it personally if it doesn't all magically happen straight away. We can so easily, I know I've done it many, many times, we start to take that action, and when things don't get immediately well received or we don't get the yeses that we want, it's so easy to fall into that massive self-doubt, to make it about us, to make it about we're not good enough, whatever it is, what we have isn't good enough. But actually that's not the truth. That's not what it's all about. It's often about finding the right connections. That's one big part of it. Finding those right connections, so being in the right place for it to happen and for you to get the results that you want to get. I want to come back and link some things together here. So one thing about continuing to take action when things feel like a challenge, one thing it can do is build up our resilience. And resilience and positive mindset go hand in hand in so many ways. So there's a big link to us becoming and being our unapologetic self when we lean into that resilience and embrace what resilience can bring. So when we allow the lessons that come along with resilience, so if we imagine ourselves taking the action and we are just pushing ourselves to take that action, trusting that, you know, it's going to pay off in the end, we're going to get there, we're not taking ownership of any knockbacks. One thing it can do is massively build our emotional regulation. And that's to say that when challenges arise, we begin to shift through them and pass them so much quicker. We don't continue to fall prey to the fear and any despair, anything like that. We're able to take a balanced approach, and therefore we can manage stress and anxiety much more also. And again, ways to cultivate resilience and focus on resilience are things like the gratitude that we've spoken about before, also that time for self-care, and also allowing ourselves to be optimistic, to look at the what-ifs in a positive way, to always have that focus on the positive mindset and what may be. And of course, as I mentioned, that comes along with that balanced approach. That's what makes such a difference and is so important. When we continue to take that action and work on that resilience, again, that allows us to become even better at problem solving. If we take that example back to Colonel Sanders and imagine the problems that he may have faced and the things he overcame, the things he maybe started to do differently or figured out a different way to do things, different solutions, different ways to reach out to people maybe, whatever it might be. But you can see how allowing ourselves to push on and be persistent can also allow us to look at the solutions over the problems, to figure out different solutions, to make little shifts, to continue on our journey to reaching the end goal. That means that we also need to learn to be flexible. And one of the biggest and most important things that I always look towards and that has helped me, and I know many of my clients, is to see, okay, what have I learned? How am I growing? How can I use this for the best moving forward? So if any challenge does come up, okay, how can I use this and what have I learned? Again, it allows us to be flexible, to adapt and move forwards in perhaps a slightly different way. It's also remembering to keep that support around you and to not be afraid to ask for support if you need it. That actually it's okay to be vulnerable and seek support and build a community around you. And that's, again, something that helps us to continue on, but also it's so lovely having that support there, and we never know where those connections will also lead. So it's allowing ourselves to be open and to connect with others and build that support around us and to ask for support if we do need it. So all of these things I feel like almost help us to be in the space of what will be. I'm letting things flow. I'm trusting in my core, my purpose, my goal, and I'm not going to let anything else play into that. I'm not going to let anything else affect that. I'm going to continue on with that balanced approach, with that self-belief, and with that supportive, positive outlook. That balanced approach allows us to step back and see, okay, is everything supporting us in the best way? Is what we're doing supporting us and not going to lead us to burnout or anything else like that? So it's looking after yourself during the whole process of taking action. Again, that's something I've had to revisit many times. I can really step into being such an action taker, but then I can easily lose that balance for myself. And that's so important to keep that balance, because that's what helps keep us going, what helps us to continue to take that action, but also to do it in the way that's right for us and not to very quickly reach burnout and then we don't achieve our goals and we're just feeling like we're then in a space where we really need to pick ourselves up and have even more energy and focus on ourselves to get ourselves back to where we want to be. So we don't want that. We always want to make sure that we're supporting ourselves in the right way through it all. And that's where that balance and that balanced perspective really helps. So whatever it is that you are focusing on, what you want to achieve, if there's something that feels like a challenge, I hope there are some bits that you can pick out of this episode and see, are there any parts that relate? And is it a case of, no, I'm letting the critical thoughts or the self-doubts or the knockbacks from others, I'm making that about me, and that's actually making it harder for me to get to my goal because I'm not feeling in that right energy, in that right space. So that's the area to look at. Or perhaps it is a case of, I need to look at this and it's becoming a challenge and actually I need some time to look after me for a little bit. I need to nurture myself, pick myself up and get myself back into that space where the action taking is going to get much simpler, much easier, and therefore hopefully help to reach my goals. I share this with the reminder because I think if this resonates, then quite often I feel like it's something that we really want to focus on and to do, and actually we trust that it's right for us. There are many times we can look at a situation and we feel, okay, no, it's too much, I need to give up now. But actually, if it's still a passion, something that feels right and something that you want to achieve, then this can be what really helps us to keep focusing on that and stick with it, rather than giving up when actually we don't want to and that doesn't feel like the right thing and actually we still want to achieve that thing we want to achieve. Thank you for being here with me for this episode, and I hope you got some little nuggets of wisdom of things that have helped me and supported me and that continue to support me to stay on track, those little reminders. I hope you have a great day and I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode.